Well, he's done it. Donald Trump is back home at the White House after checking out of hospital, despite still suffering from a COVID infection. He made a brief announcement telling people not to let the coronavirus dominate their lives. A short time ago, I spoke to our chief foreign correspondent, Philip Williams.
Well, the President of the United States is now back at the White House. He travelled from Walter Reed Hospital by helicopter. He came out of the hospital. He walked down the stairs into a car, drove to the helicopter pad, and then had the short ride to the White House, then walked up the steps of the White House, took his mask off, and saluted as the helicopter disappeared. Now, he tweeted out before he left that people should not be afraid of coronavirus. Here's a little of a video message that he made just after he'd arrived back at the White House.
Don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently. And you're going to beat it. I went, I didn't feel so good. And 2 days ago, I could have left 2 days ago. 2 days ago, I felt great, like better than I have in a long time. I said just recently, better than 20 years ago. Don't let it dominate. Don't let it take over your lives.
Well, that's not a message going to be well received by the loved ones of the 210,000 Americans that have died since this coronavirus outbreak, nor will it be much comfort for the 1,000 or so Americans who have died just on this day. And it may not be reassuring for the 45,000 or so Americans that have got coronavirus just on this day. So there's been quite a reaction on social media to that, a negative reaction. From his point of view, he's out of hospital, he's back in the White House, and he can't wait to get back on the campaign trail.
Phil, what's the reaction been from President Trump's supporters to the events of today?
Oh, well, they're over the moon. I mean, I was just out at Walter Reed Hospital, and they have been camped out there, some of them, since he went into hospital. Some of them have literally not gone home. And they are very pleased to see their president, who they're very passionate about, back in the White House, and hopefully, from their point of view, back on the trail very soon. In fact, I spoke to one of them, young Jackson, just 16-year-old.
He's had a rough weekend. He really pulled through. The way that some of the people, you know, all the stuff that they wish upon him is just so bad. I mean, it's really just disgusting. I mean, what some of the stuff I've seen, like, online, and even some of the people here saying. I've been here, actually, since he got here, every day. Today's actually my birthday, so I thought I'd come out and support the president.
So is this your birthday present then?
Yeah, it is.
Going home?
Yes.
How worried were you about his health?
I wasn't too worried. I know he's a very strong individual. Unfortunately, COVID has just killed, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. Unfortunately, it's very bad. But
could he have done a better job as president, do you think, with that?
Maybe. I'm not really sure, you know, because I'm just not really sure, like.
Now, I notice you haven't got a mask on yourself.
Yes. Actually, like, the 3 prior days I was here, I did have a mask on, but I just forgot it today, unfortunately.
Okay, so this is a great day for you.
Yes, very great day.
And has he got time to get back on that campaign and win the election?
Definitely. I think he's going to go back home. He's going to rest up. He's going to get a lot of work done. I think he's going to go back and win the election.
That's teenage Trump supporter Jackson. He was speaking to our chief foreign correspondent, Philip Williams.